Chapter 8. The Coming of the Black Stone. I woke up the next day feeling very good. Sir Walter was reading a letter while he was having breakfast. After you went to bed, I spent a long time on the phone. I spoke to lots of people in the government. They are bringing things forward by a day. He stopped explaining what he did to get breakfast for me. When I had food, he started speaking again. I don't think it will make much of a difference. If the enemy was clever enough to find out about the first plan, they will find out what we are doing. There must be one of them in our government. There are only 5 men who knew about all of this, he said. Can we do anything? I asked. They want to get the information without anyone knowing. They can't fail or we change things, Sir Walter replied. Then we have to look after our friend from France until he goes home again. They can't get the information in France, otherwise they wouldn't be trying to get it here. If we can get him home safely, then we win, I said. He's having dinner with my friend tonight, and then he's coming to my house to see 4 men. Then he is going south to go back home. He won't be on his own until he gets back home. None of the men coming to see him will be on their own. They will only be on their own after they have met with him. I am very nervous as Carolides has been killed. You are going to drive me everywhere today. You are with us against the enemy, so you can help, Sir Walter said. When I first came to London, I got a car and had some fun driving around the south of England. I knew some of the roads, so it was quite easy to drive Sir Walter around. It was a beautiful June day, but it felt like it would rain later on. We got to Sir Walter's house at 11:30. We went to the police first, where a man was waiting for us. Here is Mr. Scudder's murderer, Sir Walter said. It would have been a good present, Sir Walter. You must be Mr. Richard Hannay. You are a very interesting man, he replied with a smile. He is a very interesting man. He has a lot to tell you, but not today. He will tell his story after 4 hours. I promise you that you will enjoy the story, and it will explain a lot of things that have happened. But I want you to tell Mr. Hannay that the police are not going to be following him any more, Sir Walter said. I promise the police have stopped following you, Mr. Hannay. You can go back home and carry on with your life. Your servant is waiting for you, and your flat is still there, the man said. I may need your help later, but goodbye for now, Sir Walter said. We left and walked outside. Come and see me tomorrow, Hannay. I know I don't need to tell you to keep quiet about all of this. Go to bed and get some rest. Try to stay out of the way of Black Stone. You might be in danger if they find you, Sir Walter said when we were outside. It felt strange to be free, to go wherever I wanted, without being chased by the police. A month of that was bad enough. I went out for lunch and felt very nervous. It felt like I was being watched. I went to North London and walked about. The whole time I was walking, I felt like something bad was going to happen. I thought about the meeting Sir Walter was having, and that Black Stone were waiting somewhere to ruin everything. I thought I could do something to make sure that things went the right way, but I didn't know what it was, and I wasn't in the game anymore. I wished that I could see the men of Black Stone again, and do something to keep them out of the way. I wanted to fight the 3 of them, and it was making me feel angrier with each passing moment. I didn't want to go back home. I knew I had to see it sometime, but I had enough money to go to a hotel for the night. I was still angry when I started eating dinner and found that I stopped being hungry because I was so angry. Nothing I did made me happy. I had to see the end of this strange business. I couldn't just sit out the rest of it. I told myself I was being foolish, but something told me that I had to do something or I would never be able to sleep again. At 9 o'clock, I had made up my mind. I decided to go to Sir Walter's house. I walked from the hotel to Sir Walter's house. As I went down the street, there were a group of men all dressed for dinner, and amongst them was Marmaduke Jopley. He saw me and stopped dead. "By God, the murderer!" he cried. "That's Hannay! He killed a man!" he shouted, and the men tried to grab hold of me. If I hadn't been angry, I would have told the policeman who came over to take me to Scotland Yard to sort it all out. But I was angry, and I wanted to fight. I hit Mummy, and then the others hit me. The policeman took me away, not because I was the murderer, but because I hit Mummy. Before we got very far, I broke free and ran. The police chased me through the streets of London. I had to reach Sir Walter's house before the police caught me. I ran up to the door, and his servant opened it. I must see Sir Walter, I said. The servant let me in and shut the door behind me very quickly. Sir Walter is busy. I can't take you to see him, but you can wait in here, he said, and took me to a small room at the end of the hall. There was a chair with a telephone in the room. I sat down and said, I am helping Sir Walter, but someone is looking for me. If anyone comes to the door, tell them you don't know where I am. The servant nodded and left me in the room. Not long after, I heard a lot of noise in the street, and someone was at the door. The servant opened the door. Yes, he asked. Let us in. We're looking for a man, the police said. This is the home of Sir Walter, from the Foreign Office. He is not seeing anyone at the moment, the servant said. Policemen all became very nervous. I could see them from the little room I was waiting in. It was much better than any play I had ever watched. The policeman went away, but after a short while someone else was at the door. It was one of the men coming to see the man from France. He walked past my room to where Sir Walter was. The door opened. I heard quiet voices coming from inside, and then the door closed again. I kept looking at my watch. I knew what time the man from France was going back on the boat. The man came out of the room and walked past me. We looked at each other. I had never met him before, and he had never met me. But I knew him. He went out the front door and I opened the phone book. I knew the name of the man who was supposed to meet with Sir Walter. So I phoned his house. Hello? Hello? Can I speak to Lord Alloa? I asked. He went to bed an hour ago. I can take a message, the servant said. I put down the phone. I was very happy that I hadn't waited at the hotel. I knew I had to do something. I got up and went to the door of the room Sir Walter was in. I didn't knock. I just opened the door and walked in. All the men in the room looked very surprised to see me. I had seen the faces of the men in the newspaper before. This is Mr. Hannay, who I told you about, Sir Walter said, and sounded very angry. I am afraid this is not a good time for you to visit, he told me. You may change your mind when you hear what I have to tell you, I said. Why is that? Sir Walter asked, still very angry. Who was the man who just left? I asked. Lord Alloa. Sir Walter was getting angrier by the moment. I am sorry, Sir Walter. It wasn't Lord Alloa. I phoned his house. He has been in bed for an hour. The man was someone that I shouldn't have seen before, but when he walked by me, I knew him and he knew me. A month ago, we had never met. It was a very good disguise he was wearing. Who was it then? One of the men in the room asked. That was the Black Stone, I said, and sat down at the table. All the men in the room looked very scared, and Sir Walter had stopped being angry with me.